Hi again, this is Jen Verheeren of jenverheeren.com and Cadence Coaching. Okay, right now I'm going to ask you to think about some ways that stress might show up while you're competing or training or performing. See if any of these sound familiar to you. You're easily distracted by outside factors during competitions, including other riders, friends, your environment, the weather, noise, spectators, or the judges. You get distracted by internal feelings of anxiety and fear. You minimize the importance of your performance. You take care of others. You don't allow yourself to fully focus, and therefore you risk little. This can lead to a perpetual feeling of spinning your wheels and disappointment. Trainers, take note. Maybe your desire to do well and tendency toward perfectionism cause you to be self-critical while you're riding, and this interferes with your ability to relax and ride well. Maybe your brain has a tendency to freeze or turn off at crucial moments while you're performing, like in the middle of the dressage test or the middle of the show jump round. After making a mistake, you dwell on the error, replaying it over and over in your mind, sometimes even as you're continuing on through your performance. Maybe you have a tendency to overthink and overanalyze everything when you're under pressure. This is sometimes referred to as paralysis by analysis. You become overly concerned with the outcome and take your focus off the key processes that allow you to perform well in the moment. Your horse warms up great, but every time you enter the ring, he or she gets tense and you end up having crappy rides over and over. You habitually play small, not challenging yourself or riding as well as you know you can, whether it's in daily training sessions or in competition. You guys could probably add to that list. Most of us go for years experiencing some or all of these things when we get nervous. They often intensify as we get older. We can actually get better at self-sabotage and negative self-talk with years of practice. I know I'm still pretty darn good at it in certain situations. So to summarize, different emotions trigger different chemical responses in the body. The sympathetic nervous system responds in one of two ways to pressure, depending on the emotions that you're experiencing, okay? So from the last audio, the fear cycle is when emotions like fear and anxiety trigger the release of stress hormones and cause a flight response in the body and the mind. The power cycle, on the other hand, is when emotions like love, energetic, calm, and joy trigger the release of mood-enhancing hormones, heightening your ability to focus and maximize your physical responsiveness. Okay, and we call this being in the zone. So remember, when you're in the zone, you're focused, you're totally in the moment, you're calm but energized. You're physically, mentally, and emotionally exactly where you need to be in order to perform your best. You're able to concentrate deeply. You might have a sense of emotional buoyancy. You might experience a heightened sense of mastery and a lack of self-consciousness. Okay, I want to say at this point that some people have a fear cycle response that looks a little different. Some people learn early on to get very calm in response to stress, to almost overcompensate by becoming too laid back, by actually becoming too mellow. As riders, this can interfere with our ability to have lightning quick response times, to adequately support our horses when they need it, to perform at really high levels, and to generate the degree of energy and passion necessary to get a big job done. If this is you, please understand that this is still the fear cycle. It is still preventing you from performing your best and likely causing you to miss out on some things. I have both eventing clients and dressage clients who have needed to increase their adrenaline levels rather than decrease them, especially at the higher levels, where they have had years to perfect minimizing their nervous system response. Now they have to perform a Grand Prix level dressage test or complete an FEI level cross-country course with not enough psychic energy in the tank. Okay, so all this means, if this describes you, is that you will be strategically using your thoughts to create higher degrees of inspiration, energy, and fortitude rather than using them to increase your degree of calm. So this month, the conversation is about learning practices to help you access your ideal performance state and get into the zone. It's about learning to create the conditions necessary to enter that sweet spot under pressure as well as in your daily life. We're going to really zero in on mindset mastery as it relates to our sport, right now, because please notice how these concepts and practices ripple into the rest of your life. So if we really focus on them in your writing, you will find right away that they start to impact positively everything else. So you have the power to get into the zone when you want to, but it is like a muscle that you need to locate and strengthen. The fear cycle can be interrupted at the level of your mind by changing your thoughts. You cannot change your emotions without first addressing your thoughts, okay? Hear me say that. You cannot change your emotions without first addressing your thoughts. You must retrain your brain. In the Performance Project, we'll be spending time gaining an understanding of this cycle and how it shows up for you. It's important that you not only become aware of the fear cycle when you're competing or in a stressful situation, but that you become aware of how it operates in your everyday life and how it can continually undermine your power. Okay, so the awareness piece of this, remember, we've talked about how important it is to have clarity, to create awareness, to gain understanding, and then to be able to execute. So the clarity is understanding the fear cycle. Okay, the clarity piece is what we've already talked about. The awareness part of this is asking yourself some important questions and writing down the answers. Okay, or saying them out loud with someone else. So what I'd like you to ask yourself is, what is your experience of being in the fear cycle? Okay, it can be anything from a case of the nerves at a show, to resistance to doing something you really want to do, to all-out fear, to procrastination, to feeling, you know, nervous that your horse is going to spook at the scary end of the arena, whatever it is. Ask yourself what your experience is. How do you feel? What are the physical signs you notice happen in your body when you're in the fear cycle? Maybe you have experienced being in the zone in the past, or maybe you can imagine what it will be like when you're in the zone in the future. So that's the second question around awareness I'd like you to ask yourself. What is the experience of being in the zone like? Be very descriptive and use present tense language that you find really powerful to describe your either past or desired experience of being in the zone. Okay, so then the understanding part about this is not jumping in and trying to fix it right away. We're not doing that yet. But to really ask yourself where you're at right now, what is the fear cycle costing you in your riding and in your life? What are the current negative results you're getting in your life or riding due to the fear cycle? These could be super clear in terms of, you know, things that are happening to you in the saddle, things that are happening to you in competition or when you go to lessons or clinics. They could also be things that are sort of repeatedly happening in your life, patterns that are happening over and over that you're not happy with, that are costing you energy, and they're keeping you in sort of a negative mindset. So where are you getting stuck in the fear cycle in your riding or in your life? Ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to change your fear cycle patterns? And this is really important, because sometimes you think you really want to change them, but the security of them and the sort of familiarity of being in the fear cycle is pretty darn comfortable. And one of the things you've got to really decide for yourself is, how badly do you want to change? And what is your motivator for wanting to change these patterns? Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to change your fear cycle patterns in these specific situations you've identified? All right, thank you for spending some more few minutes of your precious time with me. Play with some of these concepts, and I will see you in the next video.